Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning from Des Moines, Iowa, to Honolulu, Hawaii, South Beach, Miami, Florida, Sunset Strip. We are the Tastemakers. Good afternoon, good evening to our listeners around the world in this glorious, it's fall. Fall day here now, right? No, winter doesn't start until January 1st or late.
I thought we were in the fall. You think it was summer?
Actually, we had 93 degrees out here yesterday. Today we're going to have 90 degrees. Right. Then it's going to start cooling down tomorrow. We start doing the 70s for the next week or so. So it's Shangri-La, as I call it over here in SoCal.
Last week we were freezing.
Yeah, it was pretty cold last week. I had to get some socks on and took out the sweaters, took out the jackets, or we call it the winter clothes.
And we see it freezing at 60.
Yeah, I mean, it was cold at 60. You know, here you're watching the Patriot game the other day, and it was just pouring. You're just watching that game.
Was it snow or rain?
I thought it was rain.
Yeah.
But just watching that game,
yeah,
you get shivers.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So this is fantastic. We love living here in Southern California. Again, 93 yesterday, going to be about 90 so today. And we got the mid-30s for the next week. So
yeah, I posted a picture this morning on our Instagram of the sunrise with the.
That was great. Bright sunrise. Yeah. And even the blue, the sky.
It was European.
Yeah, it looked like Italy, so it was sort of vibrant.
Yeah, crystal clear.
The colors bold.
It's been a long time since, we're not in studio, we're remote.
Yeah, we're remote. We are remoting.
Yeah.
Here, and it's been 8 months since we
left. This whole thing started, yeah. I mean, let's not spend too much time talking about what all's going on, but it's crazy, it's terrible.
This is a talk show, so we got all the time we need to
talk about. We got lots of fun stuff to talk about.
All right,
but real quick, in 8 months, we got the pandemic, the riots, the election. Was there something else?
Well, we had earthquakes, we had fires.
That's right.
I mean, just up the street from where I live.
Yeah.
Fires came within two blocks of Casa de Harris.
So the last time we were in studio, it was March of 2020, and things were
normal, almost.
Yeah.
And like you said, then pandemic,
yeah,
riot, fire, earthquakes, election,
riot.
So
it's a tailspin. I mean, nightmare.
Yeah.
I mean, wacky. So, I mean, we could talk the whole show about it, but everybody's probably tired of hearing.
They want to hear the Tastemakers.
Yeah, they want to hear the Tastemakers. So today's, a lot of talk about a lot of our clients and promotional stuff and so forth.
So let's start off.
Usually we talk about events we're attending.
Yeah, no events. Wait, we didn't go to
the Rolls Royce
thing.
Who sponsored that? What was the deal with
NetJets?
NetJets.
Oh, NetJets, right,
yeah. Yeah, and that's it. And we got to test drive the new 2021
Ghost.
Whoa.
Well, let's start with the whole intro, the rest of the show, before we get into everything else. I think you had birthdays.
Oh, yeah, I'm just going to pass on the birthdays. Oh. We had so much to talk about. Well, let me talk about some of these.
Yeah.
It's Logan. Logan 30 Acres is his 25th birthday day.
Logan 30 Acres?
Logan 30 Acres. Take a guess.
Oh, a rapper.
No.
Or influencer.
YouTuber.
YouTuber.
Yeah. RuPaul, how old?
RuPaul, I'd say 51.
Well, you're really good.
No, 59. Oh, 59. Oh, that's right. Yeah, he is older than any of us.
Yeah. Rachel Meatballs.
Oh, great. An influencer or TikToker. Right?
41. YouTuber. Yeah, YouTuber. Uh-huh. And Cerati is 24. She's a TikToker.
Ah,
do we have anybody who's a regular person today? Ramona Singer, you know who she is?
Ramona Singer, she must be an actress.
No, she's the housewife of New York.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. How old?
59.
63.
Okay.
Martin
Scorsese. Oh, he's got to be 82.
77.
Okay.
He looks old.
Yes.
Rock Hudson, if he was still with us, he would be?
I would say
he's in 3 years.
If he was still with us, he'd be 97.
95. Okay. Yeah. Caught that pretty good.
And he could literally still be alive. I mean, Doris Day just died last year.
Yeah.
You know, she was like 92 or something.
L-U-18 today. He's a YouTuber.
Okay.
L-U-E.
L-U-E.
L-U-E. Okay. Yeah. And
L-U-E.
Yeah. And that would about do it, Mark. So a lot of influencers, YouTubers, and TikTokers today.
Okay.
So that's where we are.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Who's this?
Yeah. Who's this?
Conduct your show from remote.
The way of the future. I mean, a lot of people now with the remote. You know that from Chelsea, Matt's daughter. He has been working from home since April. Does not want to go back to the office because she feels there's no reason to. Because she literally conduct her complete day from home. And a couple weeks ago we went driving, I picked her up and we went over to your place. I forget what day of the week that was, but she had a phone with
the
she had a meet. She had a phone meeting and she conducted the phone meeting while I'm driving for an hour. It was just a telephone meeting on the phone. She conducted on the ride out there, so between Zoom, telephone, you're good to go, really. So a lot of these people
don't need the office anymore. But I can think of your wife, Stacy.
Yeah.
Cool teacher.
Yeah, Stacy. She's my wife is a first grade school teacher, and she's doing remote from the class. Well, she's doing it from the classroom, but they've given her the option. She could do it from home, but she goes into the classroom every day, and she's connecting with 25 by way of Zoom every day. So
and Woody's doing too. My daughter is teaching from her bedroom.
Yeah. So
I kind of like it.
It's the new the way of the future now. It's just how everything is done. So but again, like you said, we're digging it. But we like getting out.
We like to get out.
We like to interact.
I like being in the studio. I like being in the studio.
We like being in the studio. It makes us seem like we're really doing something. Yeah. But anyhow, we've got the vaccine coming, so I guess a few more months and we'll be back to some sort of normalcy.
Yeah. You know, the other day, Mark, I think they said 20 million by the end of the year.
Well, yeah. Now they're saying 60. Right, yeah, but I think like 20 million would be distributed by the end of the year.
Now they're saying 60 by the end of the year.
So, you know, that goes to the first-line workers and then the caretakers and then the elderly and the homes and so forth.
Yeah.
So, we've waited this long. I think waiting until March or April, so we get our vaccination. This is fine, but I mean, there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, I mean that's fantastic.
Yeah,
I mean, so all of a sudden,
yeah.
I mean, it seemed like a month ago it was like it's coming in a couple of months,
and then we got the one, and then the other one. The one was 94, or then was 92%, and I guess this new one is 90.
It has to be kept really cold,
refrigerated.
Yeah, and the.
So there is light at the end of the tunnel, and we'll be back in the studio probably in a couple of months. But in the meantime,
it's a great time to go. Well, like you said, we like anything about getting in. I think.
Well, still, we could have done this even though we weren't getting in. We could have still done the show this way.
Yeah, I guess I didn't give that any thought.
No,
but I'm sure Sam said something to us about it.
Yeah, we disregarded it.
Okay. Well, that being said,
here we are.
With two world championship teams.
How about that? The last time that happened was when?
1988.
It was 88. Okay, that's right.
The Lakers won and the Dodgers won, and we were at a World Series game.
Right, we were at that game. The
big shout out to the World Series champion LA Dodgers. Wow.
And a big shout out to the world champion Los Angeles Lakers.
It would seem like it was. More exciting with the Dodgers.
Yeah, because it's been so long.
Yeah.
It's been so long. Plus, if you're in it for the last 3 or 4 years or whatever.
Yeah.
So that, more
the
challenging.
Lakers, it seemed like they stripped the first round. They won 3 out of 4. The next round, 3 out of 4. With the Dodgers, it just seemed more exciting.
Yeah.
You know, each game just seemed, I don't know. But how about that? The Lakers and the.
And it's a drag, too, because, as well as I know, my son Blake. He's in media. He works for media. So he was going to be, he already had his credentials. He was going to be going to do the World Series. He was going to be at the All-Star game again, which was here in LA for the first time
this year, right?
Yeah. Time in 30 years or whatever. So he had credentials to go to the All-Star game, the World Series. So that's gone. And now we finally won after 37 years. No parade, no big celebration here in LA, which again, another drag. We missed out on the parade for the Lakers. Drag. So we're trying to get these two championships, and we can't enjoy the full rewards.
Yeah, that's.
But it was fun watching it. It was fun watching the games, and you know, we're world championship winning teams here in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Well, at least we got that, and we can look forward to the next season.
Yeah.
And the NBA should be starting in 4 weeks.
Yeah, now, are they bubbling everybody again? They're going back to Orlando?
No.
So they're not doing the bubble?
No.
So they're just going here and wherever they have to go?
Yeah.
There's going to be every team that they play, they're going to be flying there and they're going to do the game there.
And for Golden State, their stadium 50% capacity.
50%?
50. Wow. Lakers, nobody for starters.
Nobody. Okay, yeah.
And for the Clippers as well.
Nobody.
So 50.
Well, at least it's smart that they're playing back at home and they don't have to be in the bubble again.
Yeah. Now, for March Madness, they're talking about doing the bubble. Every game in one place.
Interesting.
Yeah. But that's 4 months away.
Let's see. Worry about it. Who knows? There might be another speedy serum that's going to be, or vaccine that's going to be even quicker.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's mid-March. I mean, you figure by then, almost everybody's going to have it, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, you hope that. We'll see what happens. But at least these are encouraging signs. So, yeah. So you get back to some normal.
You've got some of our client product there, Mark.
Yeah, I've got some of our. We're doing a
partnership
with Beat Bobby Flay, the TV show on Food Network. So we're doing a celebrity bag for some of the people on the show. And we've got some of these things. Came in the other day here.
Barbecue sauce.
This one here. Let me see. This is Mike.
Let's promote this on today's show.
Yeah, Mike D. Mike D's barbecue sauce. And his website is MikeD'sBBQ.com. Okay. And this is my sample right over here. So I'm looking forward to making that. Again, like I said, it's going to be 90 degrees or 88 degrees today. So I'm going to be barbecue. Really? Right. So I got the grill going back in the backyard over there. So I'll throw a couple of T-bones or ribeye and use this. Now let me see what I got here.
This is late in the evening, so barbecue sounds good.
It doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Let me see. Let me give you the rundown for this over here. Okay. Take it away.
So I hear the water trickling in the backyard, which sounds fantastic. Very soothing, and no movies, no theater, no, you know, that's tough. Not being able to go to any red carpet events, no parties, no movies. Miss going out to see the movies for right now. At least we have tons of great stuff on Netflix and Amazon, so catching up with a lot of that, I would assume everybody else is as well.
Let me see what I got here. Hold on.
And something else we're good.
Okay, this is back to Mike D's barbecue sauce. This is started by Michael De Los Cerritos. He goes by Mike D. It's award-winning line of signature barbecue sauces and all-purpose dry rub. I love the rub. You know, the dry rubs. Have to do that.
Uh-huh.
Their sauces are a twist on the traditional barbecue sauce with some unique seasoning and spice levels. Core ingredient of the sauce is beef, pork, and vegetables. Oh, that's good with vegetables. I don't think I've really done any rubs on vegetables.
I didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah. So let me give you his handles here. You can find Mike's. I got in Mike D's barbecue because you almost want to say Mike's D barbecue, but it's Mike D barbecue sauce. And it's facebook.com/Mike's/ Mike D's
BBQ.
Or on Twitter.
Twitter.com/MikeBBQ.
D-S-B-B-Q. So there's his handles. And again, his website is MikeDSBBQ.com. And they're order online, which is a great way to do it nowadays since everybody's doing everything by way of that anyhow. So it's throw somebody on. Okay, this is great. I mean, just look at the bottle. Isn't that cool? Isn't that great?
Yeah.
So go ahead and get to the website. Go to their Facebook, go to their Twitter handle, and get some of this barbecue going today. Yeah. And again, thanks for participating in Beat Bobby Flay Give Back.
You know, with the, like I just mentioned before, Mark, no theaters open. Everybody's watching a lot of Netflix and Amazon.
Yeah.
What have you been catching up on?
Yeah. Emily in Paris, right, which was on Netflix, which was fantastic. We watched that. The whole thing was really great.
And you knew this whole thing started back in March. I mean, the politician just came out.
Yeah. Hollywood later. Right. You're right.
And Lucy,
Hollywood. I think it was just Hollywood.
Whatever.
That was
so long ago.
It does. I finished watching all three seasons of Ozark, which was great.
Yeah.
Not that one.
Yeah. The Politician, Paris. When did the Morning Show come out?
Oh, that's right. The Apple, right. The early this year. Yeah. The Morning Show was fantastic.
A bunch more.
Yeah.
And The Crown is just starting.
So looking for that? No, I was going to watch that last night.
The Crown just started. A bunch of other stuff, too, I know.
Yeah. And so I've been catching up on a lot of movies, too. Invisible Man came out in February, I guess.
Yeah.
So I didn't get in the theater, but I got it. They moved it over to HBO quickly. So I watched that at HBO, which was fantastic. I mean, there's just tons of great stuff. Absolutely. I mean, we used to go once a week to the movies. So,
yeah.
You know, the movies is huge, which is a real drag. And but anyhow, this has got some other good stuff coming on tonight on ABC. Who watches network TV? But anyhow, Big Sky is on ABC tonight.
Looking forward to
that. You know, Dancing with the Stars started again. Amazing Race started again. If you the reality shows, The Bachelorette. Again, those are kind of
So could you, sorry, Mark, could you see this? Because I want to talk about another one of our clients.
He's a heavy. Okay, so we're leaving the TV portion and the network.
Yeah, I want to make sure we get all this in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can see it.
Yeah. You can see it because we don't have a website. It's Geronimo's.
They don't have a website.
Right.
Yeah.
Geronimo's Haberdashery. We don't really have haberdasheries out here.
No, well, haberdashery is really our Midwest East Coast.
Right, right.
Again, there's a few out there, but haberdashery is a word that you really don't use anymore.
And
a lot of people nowadays, generation X, don't even know what a haberdashery
is. Right, where you go over men's clothing, you shoe shine,
men's accessories,
fine accessories.
Sometimes
it'll be a salon, a barber. In fact, at Geronimo's, he does such a thing. And they are located in Murrieta, which is near Temecula.
Which is near San Diego.
So,
for our listeners around the world.
We don't have a website yet, but I believe Geronimo is going to be working on that. So more to follow about Geronimo.
What does he do?
People
that don't know what a haberdashery is.
Right.
I think you'd like to know that he designed
suits. Personally designed.
That's his main business.
So if you need to want one, you know, personally for your wedding, Geronimo's in Murrieta, California.
Is there a phone number? What about Facebook? Does he have a Facebook?
He's got an Instagram, but I can't seem to find it right here on Instagram. But more to follow as far as that goes. But you could check him out when you get down there to Murrieta. Geronimo's Bespoke Design, Haberdashery.
So if I wanted to have a suit designed, cut for me, he's the man to do it.
That is correct.
So forget about Saddle Row. I'm just going to go down to Nicola. I'll meet with Geronimo there. He'll do a fitting a couple of times. I'll pick the fabrics that I want to use. And then it's going to take him, about 3 weeks to do the suit for me?
3 or 4 weeks, I believe, yes.
Okay.
Is that what he said?
What I want to share that with our listeners here.
Yeah. Geronimo's Clothing on Instagram. That is his tag and his handle. Geronimo's _ clothing, shopping and retail.
Okay, so if you want to get your hold of Geronimo and you can't do it by way of his website right now, go by his Instagram account. He doesn't have a Facebook account yet or a Twitter account yet, but he's a new client of ours. So in the coming weeks, Geronimo will be online. He's going to have a website. He's going to have a Twitter account. He's going to have a Facebook account. But in the meantime,
_ clothing. That is his hashtag and handle on Instagram. And you could follow him there. Get all your information. Got pictures of his hats and shoes. That's where he started with shoes from his learning from his grandfather. So Geronimo's Clothing, Bespoke Design.
What magazine is that, by the way?
That is the...
is that Time Magazine? Is that Playboy? What is that?
Temecula Valley.
Temecula Valley Vibe.
Mm-hmm. And you know who this is on the cover?
Geronimo.
Got Talent.
Oh.
The The blind Filipino, the singer, he won last
year. Oh, I see. Is he from Temecula?
Yeah.
Interesting.
How about that? So Temecula's got Geronimo's Clothing and the winner from America's Got Talent last year.
Wow. It's the poet. The poet.
Yeah, so
you missed the whole season about America's Got Talent, which, in my opinion, was the worst season.
Who were the two finalists?
I don't even remember. That's how bad the season
was. Who was the finalists? Because you told me who it was. I figured.
Yeah. It was lousy. The season was lousy.
Yeah, talent is the
poet one.
Poet one.
All the talent there is
around the world, because a lot of these people come from around the world. Pakistan has their own AGT. They still come here. Guam, Puerto Rico, Japan, they all come here because it's the number one AGT around the world. So you have all these people coming in. You have the best talent in all the world. This is my opinion, that in all the acts, thousands, I think, the winner this year was a person that got up there. It was a poet.
I don't know.
How's he going to just make it?
With other bars. But not on national TV around the world winning this contest.
It was pretty good, though. But how was like the best? Didn't they say it's the best talent ever?
No, I don't think they're that far.
It was best
talent in all the years they've done this show.
How we would have said this was the best talent ever. The guy was saying it, they're saying a poem. So, anyhow,
that was different, though.
Without a doubt, he could have been in the bottom 10. Okay, I'll go with that, too. But
I can't see how you're going to carry a show.
Yeah.
In Vegas is at the Mirage Bowl, but I guess before it closed.
Oh, before it closed. Yeah.
But I mean, he's not many people get the big stage.
Right. Yeah.
You know, they always say you get your own show in Vegas.
Right. Right.
That guy that had the tape over his mouth.
Yeah.
Forgot what
he is. Where is he at? Like the Orleans or someplace?
On the strip somewhere.
Oh, on the strip.
Yeah, on the strip. Oh. Yeah.
Interesting.
But usually they don't get the big venue.
The showroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking about Vegas, you were just there this weekend, so why don't you share with our listeners around the world who may be interested in going to Vegas but are hesitant because of COVID? They're not sure if it's shut down or it's open.
It's completely open. There's no shows, so a lot of people go to Vegas for the show, so there's no shows. People are still going. Gambling is happening.
What about the restaurants? Are there big restaurants still happening?
Yeah, Caesar's Palace restaurants are all open.
Brunch indoors?
Yep.
So all the indoor restaurants,
downtown they were, Caesar's Palace, yes.
I don't mean all.
Luxor.
You walk through Caesar's Palace, and the restaurants were just conducting business like regular.
Like regular.
Wow.
Places were super crowded. When you're gambling, big plexiglass all over. When you're sitting at a table, you're like in a box. So they're doing what they can as far as that goes. Tons of people on the street. It's like
so. Would it have been like a normal November in
on
Vegas?
The strip, yes. In the hotels, not that crowded.
Huh.
The gambling, still taking place, not as crowded. On the strip, jam-packed. Restaurants,
so just like
open.
A normal, regular Vegas.
Yeah.
Night.
With, I think we got an echo because we're both going.
Oh, I know we do.
But not big crowds in the hotel and no shows, but restaurants open, gambling taking place, sportsbook limited, brunch. Still
you say sportsbook limited? Why, they only like two people in the sportsbook?
No, it's not that. There weren't tables.
But they didn't have any, before you entered the sportsbook, saying like only 20% allowed in?
No. However, at the Circa, the new...
why don't you share with us the new...
The new Circa, the seats, every two seats were blank.
What about Circa?
Fantastic. Beautiful. Newest place on the Strip.
It's on the strip. I thought it was downtown.
I'm sorry, on Fremont, Fremont downtown.
So it's downtown.
28 stories, yeah. Fantastic. Old and new, beautiful, fantastic. The sports book is open, the casino's open.
Say old and new. What do you mean by old and new?
It's all brand new, and the inside looks cool and great, but the outside was designed to fit into the old hotels downtown.
Oh,
yeah. Circa. I don't know what the meaning of it is, but that's the name of it.
Yeah, I thought that was part of the Circo restaurant chain.
Yeah.
You know.
No, and it looks like the old Fort Queens, the outside, when you walk, it fits into Fremont Street, all those old...
And Blake tells me also, which I'm very surprised you didn't share this with me, the $1 million at Binion's is no longer there.
Yeah, gone. And the reason is, because, all those casinos were closed down when the COVID first started, when they came back, they said it was gone. So the people that took care of it before have no idea where it went. They just said, well, when we came back, it was gone. So after, I don't know how many years, 40, 50 years, I think the first time we took our picture with $1 million was 1981. So 40 years plus, it just gone.
Was there a sign that said anything? No. Closed?
They put slot machines there. Yeah. But no signs, no nothing. But my question is, where is $1 million? Do they put
Is
it in the locker room? Is it in the locker room? Do they have a vault? You know? But that's, and the woman that I spoke to was like, it's no big deal. And I'm like, this has been here forever.
That's history.
Yeah.
That's a landmark. I mean, the $1 million.
And it didn't even matter to her, Mark.
Was she a younger girl?
In 40s.
Oh.
Yeah.
Didn't even matter. Some people just don't care about anything.
Yeah. It's like the people, Mark, that are serving you at the buffet, because all of a sudden now they have to serve you, right? Before they didn't. Unhappy about it.
Speaking about it, what was the name of the place that you ate? It was
at South Point.
According to Blake, the food was just, the meats were just lousy. It was a lousy buffet, more or less. The desserts were good.
I didn't have any of the meat.
You had no meats?
No. The only meat I would normally have is prime rib, and I didn't have it.
So what did you eat? Just all the sides?
Everything else. I had enchiladas. I had a lot of breakfast because we were there right after breakfast. You know, I had blintzes. I had sausage. I had bacon.
Sounds good.
I had...
You know, no matter how bad the brunch or the buffet is in Vegas, it's wherever you're at. A buffet in Vegas is second to none. If you're going to Vegas, you've got to have a buffet in Vegas. There's one downtown called the Main Street. I think it's called Main Street.
Yeah.
$10.
$10.99.
And you get what you pay for. But it was not bad for a $10 buffet.
Yeah.
You pay $58, $59 for the dinner buffet over at the Wynn, and naturally, it's the best.
You get what you pay for.
But
if you just want to eat, and you got a full
meal, the desserts were great.
They had really good macarons. Cheesecake was good.
Yeah, okay.
But Blake did try all the meats.
He said the meats were...
He had the pork rib, he had the beef rib, he had the everything.
Meats were not worthy of discussing.
But then again, Mark, at South Point, and it was $21.
Sure.
You know?
Champagne, right?
Yeah. Which, did you see, they didn't give it to you.
A little plastic glass.
Yeah, cup.
Or cup.
Like Diet Coke and stuff. I see plastic cup.
Well, it was plastic.
Like if you go to
well, whenever I go to a buffet, I've got a glass.
Yeah, there's a plastic cup, that when you get like a dent. Well, I don't know.
Plastic.
Yeah, but Tim would never catch plastic. Like the champagne was like in a to-go cup.
Okay.
You know, but for $21.
So overall, Vegas is back.
Yeah, Vegas is back.
Great.
40-minute wait first to sit at Diablo for...
That's a long time.
Yeah.
That's why you went to Who's On.
So. Yeah. We walked up and said, do you have a reservation? I said, didn't think I needed a reservation.
So, the thing that surprised me, I never heard of Diablo. I mean, I think many people know what Who's On is.
Yeah.
So it seems to me that Who's On is a better known place, but yet there's a wait at Diablo's. Diablo's a famous place?
Fancy.
Oh, fancy.
Okay. In the hotel. Who's Songs was in the walkway between Luxor and Mandalay Bay.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like I told Blake, I'd rather eat at Who's Songs because of reputation. But Diablo's was like a Javier's.
Oh, I've never seen Who's Songs before. There. Yeah. Okay.
Diablo's would be more like a Javier's.
Yes. Okay. Gotcha.
You know.
Gotcha.
But we walked right into the Who's Songs.
So everybody who's planning to go to Vegas, is open. Back in business. Go and have a good time.
And the Raiders are there now. You can't go to the game, which blows my mind.
Yeah.
That they won't let you
sit at the owner's not going because he's saying Davis, if the fans can't go, he's not going. That's just dumb. If I own a $1 billion franchise and I've got a brand new $1 billion stadium, I want my fans to be there.
Yeah.
They're going to be there, but in the meantime, I own the team.
Yeah, you want to kind of encourage. Yeah, you want to kind of encourage them.
I'm going to go.
But it's an indoor arena, so maybe that's why they don't have the fans, at least.
Somewhere. Oh, yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
But you still have to indoor. I would say you could still get 5,000 people in there.
Yeah.
There's plenty of people, plenty of space to keep
people. Something is better than nothing,
yeah.
Especially with these newfound, like I was saying, all of a sudden Las Vegas has a sports team. So these guys who probably were fans of either the Cowboys or the Packers, now they have their own team. So they want to, Raiders stuff is everywhere. you know, so everybody's buying it. And
good.
Yeah. But yeah, go to Vegas. Vegas is
good.
I want to
Vegas
say
Vegas is back.
Yeah. And okay. Elevators, four people in the elevator at a time.
Well, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So we, like Matt said, we haven't been to events this year because of COVID, but we did have one 3 weeks ago. It was the sponsorship by NetJets. It was at the Burbank Airport. No, not Burbank Airport. It was the Van Nuys Airport.
The private charter
section. It was
section.
A partnership between NetJets, private jet ownership, and Rolls-Royce, and it was introducing the new Rolls-Royce Ghost. Now, folks, the Rolls-Royce is quite an incredible car. I mean, they build this thing by hand. Over there in, what's the name of the city?
Oh, man.
Dickwood or Wapwood. Or something over there in England. It takes 3 months to build one of these babies. And it's, I think the thing is started at $350,000. And I tell you, if you got it, get it and enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Because this car is fantastic. Usually, Matt and I have been to about four of these in the past. And we've always gone out and test drove the car ourselves. This year, we decided they're offering... Let's ride in the back. And
yeah.
Driven around the Rolls Royce.
Which was great. Which the was chauffeured. Great. I mean, I like that because we've driven them all.
Sure.
The Ghost, the everything.
So they've driven around in the Rolls Royce.
I liked it.
I did too. And
I didn't have to worry about hitting something.
Right.
Or getting hit.
Yeah. Which was terrific. So we went out and drove us around there. And this thing is unbelievable. It's like you're riding on air. And it's just a spectacular car. The Rolls Royce Ghost.
Beautiful.
You've got the Ghost. They've got the Phantom, they've got the Wraith, they've got the Dawn.
Which is your favorite?
I like the Dawn.
Right.
But I like the sedan
of the Ghost.
Yeah.
But then
the Wraith.
I like the Wraith.
Sporty, yeah. You know, two door with the younger crowd.
I like the Wraith.
So cool. I guess I like all three of them. The only one that I'm not kidding about is the Phantom. It's too pompous. It's too old school.
Yeah.
But I guess if I would get to choose one, I'd take the Dawn, the convertible. My next would be the Wraith and then the Ghost. But they're fantastic. But it's great.
And like you said, it was a nice partnership with NetJets. We got to sit in one of the new $25 million Citations.
Right. Was that the name of the Citation?
Yeah, that was the brand. It wasn't G5.
And the $25 million, again, if you're loaded, you know.
I think eight people. Wow. Yeah.
So you spend $25 million, really,
I don't think it's that bad.
No.
I mean, it's
great.
At your disposal.
Yeah.
You don't have that $25 million, you want to have the ownership. You don't have to lay out $25 million cash, kind of like leasing a car, you don't have to pay out that money. Let's just say that you traveled to Europe a couple times a year, New York or whatever, and that's got to come way down, even if you're spending $1 million a year, even $2 million a year.
Yeah,
that's, you know, that would take you 10 years.
It's really good. So that's, I think, is the only event, because every other event we were doing or going to this year was canceled.
And though it wasn't an event, we did have a trip to Temecula during the...
Wine tasting, right.
That was in the summer, was it? No, it was like a couple months ago.
Wow, yeah.
When was it?
That was...
But anyhow, it was. So we had a wonderful trip to Temecula.
Are we doing the Temecula portion?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Actually, we did two wine tastings in Temecula.
We did two wine tastings.
And fantastic, which was the first time we'd done
that. And then you did one in Napa. So you did three wine tastings this year. But let's start with Temecula.
Yeah, Temecula, which we first started with the almond wine.
The almond wine.
Where can you? I mean,
Wilson Creek, the first time.
Yeah, Wilson Creek, and this was a couple months ago. Remember how crowded it was?
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't even know that there was.
This is Wilson's room. Right.
It's the Wilson Creek, and they're known for their almond wines. Yeah, and champagne. Actually, almond champagne. So we start off with the Wilson Creek. Had a tour of the place, which is fantastic. It was jam packed, and we were there at 11 o'clock.
Everybody's distance, no doubt, you got all the space, so it's easy distance. They had sanitizer everywhere, face masks everywhere.
Did they check our temperature before we came in too?
Yeah, so check your temperature, wear a face mask, 6 feet distance, use the sanitizer, and wash your hands regularly.
Yeah.
You abide by all these
criteria.
And everything's going to go. You can do a lot more things than you think that you could do, as long as these posts adhere to this protocol. Yeah. So
Wilson Creek, we met with the owner. It was wonderful tasting, and
that was great because they brought out that
we didn't expect it.
What do they call that? Cuprudgery. The platter with, you know, it's a fancy French word. It's cuprudgery or something like that, where they bring in the cheese, the crackers,
the olives.
Everybody's been using that word a lot this year.
But fantastic. And we didn't expect that. We already had plans to have lunch at the Doffo Winery. So by the time we got to Doffo, chicken parmesan, salad. Fantastic.
The chicken that they had cooked over there at Doffo was fantastic.
Yeah, it was. DOFFOwinery.com. We met with the owner there too, who's the chef as well.
Yeah.
Did he prepare the meal for us?
I think he did.
Yeah. So like Mark said, the chicken was like pounded chicken.
It was pounded. Yeah. Really thin.
And the wines complemented the meal.
I was thinking about this.
Yeah. And we weren't hungry when we got there, but we put it down.
Yes, we did.
So Doffo Winery, and they were packed too.
Yeah,
and we were packed. We had a private meal.
We had to park way out there. Yeah. And we had to be tasted by a golf cart.
DOFFOwinery.com.
What about Wilson Creek Winery? What's their website?
WilsonCreek.com.
Okay.
So then we went off to the cave, which we had an actual tour.
The cave was cool because we visited the cave in a minute, but they brought us all the wine flutes ahead of time.
Yeah.
Like a treat of wine flutes.
Yeah, it was like a holder that had eight glasses.
So you just have yourself. And the thing about it, this was the second or the third winery we've been to.
Third.
And they're bringing us 8, 10
wine flutes. That's enough for one tasting.
Yes.
Because usually you're used to 4 to 5.
And we had more to come.
Eight.
So we did not enjoy all the wine there because it was just too much.
Yeah.
Plus, we had to. It was really neat to get all these wine brought out to you and enjoy it. And then we brought us inside to get a tour of the cave.
Yeah. A wonderful variety of different wineries. I mean, from the Wilson Creek, which is huge, then Doffo was a little smaller. But you know, the chef owner provided us with the meal as well. And the cave was distant because they actually have a cave.
Yeah. Well, they call it a cave, but it wasn't a traditional cave. We didn't go to subterranean levels to get there. We walked in the door to get into the winery, and we went a few, I don't know, 100 feet, and that took us into what they call the cave, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a traditional subterranean cave, as you and I would both think it would be.
So after having our munchies in the morning, then we had our lunch at Doffo. We continued on to Maurice Carey, which was one of the first wineries on the main drag. And we had more food to come as well. They brought us the... the cheese and the bread.
Right, it was the loaf.
The loaf with the...
fondue type thing, right?
Yeah.
In a loaf.
And it was huge.
In Sardo.
Once again, Maurice Carey, the winery was fantastic. They have an outside area where you could picnic. And we were outside with our wine tasting where we met with the owner as well. And to complement the wonderful wines, we had the...
Fondue.
Yeah, it was like a fondue. I forgot what they call that, though. But it was a sourdough bread.
Sourdough bread, cheese, loaf, and fondue. Again, it was fantastic.
So it was a wonderful afternoon of tasting and indulging and eating. And it was a beautiful day. So the wineries are still open, and you can still taste.
Do you have to make a reservation at this place?
Yeah, you got
to
make reservations.
What about the cave? What's the cave's website?
I'm gonna have to get that for you because it goes by another name, or they go for two names, something and the cave.
So that was our first,
And the second time we pretty much went to the same places, except we added on to the Akash Winery, which is my model, remember? It was way up on the hill.
I like that one,
yeah.
But the wine was different, it had more, the flavor was just bold, alive.
Yeah.
But the view they had up there was fantastic.
We were up on a hill.
I like it.
And it was modern.
Yeah.
It was modern. And outside again.
Yeah.
All the wine tasting, by the way, took place outside.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And they had
the second time we brought the wives with us, which was nice to have.
Yeah. So if you're thinking about going to Napa or to Mikula, it's open.
Make a reservation. Are open. Tasting is going on.
And it's very safe.
Keep your distance. Wash your hands.
We could do this, people. We could do this. Just
sanitize.
Do what you need to do. Yeah. Speaking of
Napa. We went, my wife and I went to Napa as well. Earlier, you were supposed to visit on the trip. Mark couldn't make it.
Yeah, I wish you would have. But Stacy said afterwards, I wish you would have went. And thinking, why didn't you say something?
Yeah.
She wanted to go. We could have went.
Well, lots of wonderful wineries there. But one of the best places that we ate there was called Pizzeria Travinia.
I tell you, these Italians know how to eat.
Yeah.
And they know how to drink.
They do know how to eat.
They know how to live.
They just recently had that fire up there, too, at Napa.
Yeah, it burned down the Meadowwoods, which is that fantastic Cape Cod-style resort where they've got the big croquet field out there. I mean, it's also a Michelin star restaurant at this place. So the fire took out Meadowwoods.
And this was Pizzeria Travinia was closed down because of the fire. Are those all out finally?
Yeah, the fires are all out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But it was absolutely fantastic. We ate outside. The owner came out and he made mozzarella. You know, like you're familiar with getting guacamole made at your table. They made the mozzarella at the table.
They made the mozzarella at the table?
Made the mozzarella at the table, warm with their hands.
Great.
Olive oil, sliced it up right there, which was different and unique.
Yeah.
You know, we're all familiar with guacamole at the table, but the mozzarella. So if you're in Napa, get to Pizzeria Travini.
Wow.
It was fantastic.
Okay.
So Napa, Temecula, two wine. There was the summer of wine tasting.
The summer of wine tasting, and that's about it. Nothing else really happened. The travel was canceled this year. Our vacations were moved back. Everything is just...
You were on a vacation to Cape Cod.
We were doing a Cape Cod vacation this year. That was canceled.
We were going to Tahiti. That was canceled. And it's easy to say next time or next year.
2020 was canceled. I mean,
Two weeks after the Oscars, everything, the film, the Oscars, the Oscar party, 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 the Oscar like, think she had it.
You know, it's crazy. But this was all happening just before everything shut down. Yeah. And then it shut down, and then our whole year shut down.
Everything was shut down. We didn't get to go to, but we did do the wine tasting, but we are having a Palm Springs trip coming up in early part of December. So I want to give a quick shout out to a couple of people participating. Great. Our host hotel is going to be the Westcott. Go to thewestcott.com. It's a boutique hotel at 530 East Mill Avenue, near the downtown area. The Westcott, hip, cool boutique. More to follow once we get there, but just want to give a quick shout out if you're planning it.
They don't have a website.
They don't have a website yet. Oh, no, they do. Thewestcott.com. Oh. But I think they're under new ownership.
Okay.
So more details, check them out on Instagram. But like I said, more to follow with these locations and venues that we're going to be participating in, because it's taking place in December. Also, we're going to be having a dinner at a couple of the restaurants
there. The famous restaurant, the Mexican restaurant. What's the name of that place?
Yeah.
Geez, I can't even remember what the name. I've been to it a couple of times. You and I were there when we were hosting.
Yeah,
when we were
Las Castuelas.
Oh, Las Castuelas,
yeah. Four generations of Mexican fine food, Mark.
Four generations of owners, you're saying?
Four generations of fine Mexican food.
Okay.
For all occasions. And they're a member of the Tequila Hall of Fame with a variety of tequilas. Wow. Menu dining for all occasions. Great. So they are still open. And they are in downtown Palm Springs at 222 South Palm Drive.
They have another one in Rancho Mirage as well.
They have another one as well. So, but this one is like their oldest one.
The
main drag. So if you're planning a trip to Palm Springs, and if you like...
Las Casuelas.
Terraza, and we also will be dining, Mark, at Trio. Trio is on Palm Canyon as well, and they are known for their robust flavors with a twist.
Great.
More to follow with this, because I know we're running out of time. We have to a couple other quick shout-outs. So, and also 849, it's written 8, the number 4 and 9, restaurant and lounge, also on Palm Canyon Drive. So wonderful variety of restaurants and foods. We'll be tasting them all during our December trip.
Fantastic.
So Palm Springs is still open. Napa is still open. Temecula is still open. So if you want to get away for a couple of days, Palm Springs, Temecula, Napa. What else is going on, Mark? Storage Wars?
We were on a couple of weeks ago, but we don't have any new episodes coming out. We don't have any classic Storage Wars coming on.
For a couple of weeks in a row, we're back to back.
Yeah, we're back to back.
Marathons.
Yeah,
and
a couple marathons, but just not on anymore. Not at least for the next couple of weeks. We're not on. But you can always please follow us at wildcreationsmedia.com. If you have any requests, suggestions, or anything you want to get a hold of, email us at wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/wildcreations. I don't know what the Twitter handle is. You know what the Twitter handle is?
Yeah, it's...
Because it's different. The Wild Creations is the other company. They got it on there.
Yeah.
Our
new YouTube show, Lunch at Deluxe.
Lunch at Deluxe, a new YouTube show coming on YouTube probably in December.
Early part of December.
We're finalizing the whole thing right now.
Lunch at Deluxe,
which is great.
We're going to be having lunch with a celebrity.
This is great. So the Lux Hotel is in Bel Air, California, right on the Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah.
And they've got a lovely garden area where we will lunch. It'll be, I think it's going to be 30 minutes.
Yeah, 30, it should be 30 minutes. 30
show.
Yeah.
And it's going to be exciting stuff, folks.
Something so like the Tastemakers, but in person with, like I said, an influencer, a celebrity. Back to our tag, our hashtag, Mark,
yes.
For it's at Kings of Swag AE.
At Kings of Swag AE. Okay.
Mm-hmm. On AE. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we got ripped off from our old original Twitter.
Somebody hacked us.
And maybe it's the company, the ones that got it right now, because that's what it is.
Yeah.
So anyhow, if you're interested, we're working on our Oscar event, which is going to be in April. We'll move back this year. So
Bobby Flay, if you have interest in getting involved with
Meet Bobby Flay, it's coming up in next month or so. We've got our Oscar event place in April, which is going to be a great event.
Yeah.
This is going to be the first event where everything is open, more or less, right back to the
old. At that point, it should be, knock on wood, pretty safe. I mean, it's 5 months away.
Yeah, so
Facebook.
No, it's Facebook. It's facebook.com/wildcreations.
Okay.
And that takes you right into our Facebook account. So also follow us on LinkedIn. So I guess that's really about it. Anything else happening tonight?
I think that's it.
I was going to say you like to promote.
Yeah, well, I think we're out of time. I mean, there was a couple more things, but we just kind of ran out of time.
Another minute or so.
Yeah. Well, I think, did you want to do any more of those?
Not enough time for that.
Okay. But Lunch at the Lux coming up soon. Storage Wars probably in A&E or the FYI channel in the next couple of weeks. Listen to us here at Tastemakers at LA Talk Radio.
Follow us on Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, and
MySpace.
That way you'll know when our next show is going to be on.
And see us in Palm Springs in the latter part of December. We'll be at the Westcott Hotel and enjoying some fine dining as well. And also we're going to be at the Sunnylands.
Sunnylands, right. The Sunnylands is the old Eisberg Estate out there in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
It's quite a sight.
We'll give them another shout out before we get back there too. But so Palm Springs, and I guess that's about it. So everybody stay safe. Do what you need to do. Keep your social distance. Wear your mask.
And follow us on social media, you know, next radio show. So
until then,
stay safe.
Talk to you later.
Ciao.
Enjoy.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.